Same City Communications.
Hello, I just want to report to the police that the first shot of the day was at 1:20 today.
What location?
This is coming from the Centerville Road place.
Jim City 911, where's your emergency?
We got shots fired to 77 Centerville Road.
Can you tell where they're coming from?
From that residence.
It's just one of these days somebody's going to get a bullet hole in the side of their house because this kid just, I don't know, it's just not
okay.
Not something we want in the area.
Okay, all right, we'll send somebody up there, okay?
City Communications. Yeah, hi. I just wanted to make a complaint about the shooting behind my house today.
And is it going on now, or?
Well, between 12:12 and 1:26 p.m., there were 78 shots fired. How's that?
City County Communications.
Yeah, hi. I just want to report that one of my, not a neighbor, it's down the street, somebody's firing a gun. He's got a Confederate flag hanging in the front and the back of his house, and he's just firing like crazy.
GMC 911, where's your emergency?
Yeah, I just want to report someone's firing a weapon behind our property on Winthrop Circle.
Yes, sir. Did you want the officer to give you a call back?
I just want to report that there's gunfire in the woods behind our property.
Yes, sir. We have an officer already on the way out there. Did you want him to give you a call back?
Nope. As long as they're aware, I'm okay.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So you've only heard one shot today?
Oh, no. That was the first one. I've heard about four, and it generally grows from there, and it goes on for a half an hour to an hour.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I'm reporting that the first shot was at 1:20.
All right, hold on a second. I'm trying.
And I'm just not sure where it's going.
Okay.
As I say, it just kind of grows, and it's sporadic, They'll fire a few shots, and then it goes kind of quiet for a few minutes, and then I guess they're loading up. I don't know what they do back there.
Mm-hmm.
But, it goes on.
All righty.
You just never know. And yesterday, the sounds of the guns changed considerably. It went from a pop, pop, pop to a boom, boom, boom.
All right, I'll have an officer there and give you a
whoosh,
call.
Like through an empty cylinder or something.
Yeah.
Okay?
Not a problem.
His friend said, you can expect a lot of gunshots. And we went to dinner or lunch, and we were getting calls from our neighbors with multiple gunshots. Hundreds of gunshots at that point.
It went on for days.
Went on for days. I've called in several times earlier about automatic weapon fire. And the police go down there, and there are no automatic weapons. Now, I'm retired military and an ex-cop. My neighbor's Vietnam vet. One of my other neighbors is an ex-cop. I know what an automatic weapon sounds like.
As do they.
As do they.
How do you know how close they are? So, yeah, people, because they sound very close. You can hear it inside your house with your television on. And we're by the Centerville gate. We're a long way from where the shooting's going on. So, you don't know how close it is. It is frightening.
When those guns are going off and you're on the telephone with a family member, they're saying, what's going on in your neighborhood? It's a concern.
And the question that these people need to ask their board members, will you do something? Or won't you? But in this situation, the challenge is going to be for the board what they'll do or what they won't do.
It seems like Sue Sadler has been a big help.
All right, my goal is to help the citizens of Colonial Heritage with the least amount of effect on the rest of the citizens of James City County.
I have to say, personally, I think this was a positive. It's the first time we've gotten any kind of reaction to trying to help resolve.
As a community, and I don't mind saying that we're becoming tighter as a community, not just those of us within Colonial Heritage, but those of us along Centerville Road. We are becoming tighter because we're seeking safety. We're reasonably seeking safety.